backfield between Greer and number four. That is Disco. Jump is up and pulled down by number 35, Ryland Steele. Steele will set up the offense. Steele gives it over to a number two. Then it's to Wolf. And now nearly gets it stolen away there by the Wildcats, but they recover it. Number four with the basketball. Disco drives inside. His shot no good. Pulled down by number two, DeWolf puts it back up. His shot no good, but he was fouled and will head to the free throw line. We're going to call that foul on number 11, Duncan, his first foul of the game. Again, Brandon DeWolf at the free throw line. He'll get two shots here. 7:42 to go in the first quarter. That first free throw up and good for DeWolf. Got one more coming here. DeWolf's second free throw up on the way, and it's good, too. So now for the first time on offense, the Summersville Wildcats. Double zero, Bushman with the basketball. Bushman gives it up to Keeling. Keeling will come across the timeline. Keeling picks up this dribble. He needs some help. Gives it over to double zero. That's Bushman. Bushman gives it over to Prisco. Prisco back over to Bushman. Bushman at the top of the key, 7:20 to play in the first quarter. Alton Commons lead it by two. Prisco back with the basketball. Prisco gives it over to Bushman. Bushman at the top of the key. Bushman picks up his dribble, back over to Prisco. Now down low to number 12, that's Greer. He steps just back outside and now over to Prisco. Prisco gives it to number 3, that's Keeling. He thought about the 3, will dribble towards the top of the key and now gives it over to Bushman. Bushman at the top of the key with 6:54 to play in the first quarter. Gives it back over to Keeling. Keeling at the top of the key, gives it back to double zero, Bushman. And now he'll give it outside. Number 24, Prisco for three. It's good. And that is how they will start the game on offense. 3-2 our score, 6:39 to play in the first quarter. We've got a packed house here at the Winona High School. Number four, Cisco with the basketball. Cisco gives it in the corner to number 25, Smith for three. It's good. 5-3 now our score with 6:24 to play in the first quarter. Keeling with the basketball gets it up to Bushman. Bushman tried to pass it to number 11, Duncan, but it gets deflected off the leg out of bounds of an Alton Comet, and it will be Wildcat basketball. Prisco with the basketball now. 6:16 to play in the first quarter. Gives it over to Keeling. Keeling going to put up a three. His shot no good. Pulled down by number two. That is DeWolf. DeWolf will drive, give it outside to number 35. That is Steele. Now back outside to number 25, Smith. And over to number two, that is DeWolf for three. His shot no good. And it's pulled down by the Wildcats. Back on offense, 5-3 our score, 5:53 to play in the first quarter. Bushman gives it in the corner to Duncan. Duncan will give it over to Prisco. Prisco back to Duncan now. Duncan with 5:40 to play in the first quarter. Gives it over to Keeling. Keeling at the top of the key, gives it over to number 24, Prisco. Prisco going to give it in the corner to Bushman for three, and he nailed it. Bushman for three, and that puts him up 6-5 now over the Alton Comets. They've got the basketball, though. Number 35, that's Steele with it here. Steele gives it over to DeWolf, back to Steele. Steele going to give it to the top of the key, number 25, that's Smith. Back out to number 35, Steele, his three-pointer rattles in. So it's been a shoot 'em if you have 'em. 8-6 now, 5:08 to go in the first quarter. Back on offense now, running down the floor. Number 24, Prisco, shot no good. Number 11, Duncan with the rebound. He was fouled. And they'll call it on the floor. They could have called it on the shot there, but they call it on the floor. So they'll inbound it here under the basket. They give it right into number 11, Duncan. Duncan gets it stolen away by number 25. That is Smith. Smith will run right down the floor, put it up for two. That shot no good. It pulled back down by Keeling. Keeling going to push it all the way down the floor. That shot up for two. And counted and a foul. He went zooming down that court, put it up for two. It went in. And now he heads to the free throw line for a chance at one more. Keeling with his first 2 points of the game. They call that foul at number 35, Ryland Steele, his first foul. And number three, Keeling. Makes the free throw, makes it a 9-8 ball game with 4:50 to go in the first quarter. Cisco with it here. Cisco gives it over to number 25. That's Smith. Smith gives it over to Steele. Steele over to Cisco, and he's going to put up a three, and he nailed it again. Cisco, I said again, that was his first three of the game. his first points of the game as well. 11-9, our score. Comets lead it by two. They give it down low to number 11. That is Duncan up for two off the layup. It's good. And now we're tied up at 11. 4:19 to play in the first quarter. A good ball game so far. Steele with it. Steele outside. Gives it over to number two. That's to Wolf. To Wolf gives it back over to number four, Sisko. Sisko going to pop a three. It's off the rim. No good. Pulled down by number 11, Duncan. Duncan gives it over to Prisco. Prisco over to double zero. That's Bushman. Back to Prisco. And now over to number three. That's Keeling. Keeling with it. Gives it over to Prisco. Prisco outside. Sets up his offense. Prisco gives it to Bushman. Bushman at the top of the key. Gives it back over to Keeling. Keeling in the corner to number 11, Duncan. And now a mid-range jump shot put up by number 12. Greer is good. He's on the books tonight with his first 2 points. And now we're back on offense again with the Alton Comets. 13-11 our score. They trail it by two. 3:24 to play in the first quarter. They give it down low. Number one, Orr with the basketball. Orr puts up a shot. It's no good. Pulled down by number three, Keeling. Keeling going to push it down the floor. Keeling pulls it back out. He's at the top of the key. Gives it over to double zero, Bushman. Bushman, 3:05 to play in the first quarter. Holds the basketball. Bushman at the top of the key. Gives it over to number 24. That is Prisco. Prisco going to give it back over to Keeling. Keeling back to Bushman. And he'll call out another offense here. 2:49 to play in the first quarter. 11-13 our score. Comets trail it by two. And now they give it up to number 24. Prisco puts up a layup. It's good. And he caught him right in time, or that ball would have went out of bounds. 4-point deficit here for the Alton Comets. 15-11 our score. 2:30 to play in the first quarter. Sisko with it here. Sisko gives it over to Smith. Now over to number two. That's to Wolf. And now they give it to number 35, Steele. Ryland Steele gives it down low to Orr. Orr needs some help. Gives it outside to Sisko for three. It's good. Sisko for three, and that's his 6th point of the ball game. 15-14 with 2:09 to play in the first quarter. And now we're back on offense. Keeling with it here. Keeling gives it over to Prisco. Prisco with it. Prisco gives it to double zero, Bushman. Bushman down low to number 11, Duncan. Duncan, number 24, Prisco. Going to give it outside to number three. Keeling for three. His shot no good. Pulled down by number four for the Alton Comets. Sisko has it. Sisko with it here. Drives inside. Puts up a shot. No good. Pulled down by number one. Orr puts it back up for two, and it's good. 16-15 now our score. 1:33 to play in the first quarter. Bushman comes across the timeline. Bushman with it here. He's near the logo. Calls out his offense. He's guarded by number 35 for the Alton Comets. That's Steele. And now they tried to give it down low to Greer, but the Alton Comets are going to recover it here. Almost went out of bounds, but number four, Sisko, got his hand on it and recovered it for the Comets. They give it down low to Orr. Orr at the block puts up a wing shot. It's good, or not a wing shot, a hook shot, and it's good. Orr with his 4th point now. 18-15 our score, 57 seconds to play in the first quarter. Been a fun one so far. Keeling gives it over to Bushman. Bushman outside. Bushman guarded by Steele, Ryland Steele, and he gives it over to number 24, Prisco. Prisco tried to give it down low to number 11, Duncan, and it's stolen away by the Comets again. DeWolf with the basketball, drives to the basket. His shot no good, but he's fouled, and we'll head to the free throw line. They call it on number 11, Duncan. His second foul. So Brandon DeWolf heads to the free throw line for two here. He has two in the game so far. First one up on the way, and it's good. 19-15 our score, 35.9 seconds to play in the first quarter. And number two, DeWolf puts it up and in. DeWolf has four now. With 30 seconds to go, they give it up to Keeling. He'll set up the offense near the logo. Keeling's guarded by number 15, Cockrum. They give it over to number 24, Prisco. Back over to Keeling. His shot no good. Back outside, though, to Bushman. Bushman at the top of the key. 17 seconds to go. And now it's stripped away by number 15, Cockrum. They give it up to number 4, Sisko. He goes straight to the basket, puts it up for two, and it's good. 22-15 now. 6 seconds to play. They give it up to Keeling. Keeling over to number 12. Greer at the horn with 2 seconds to play. His shot is good. And that's the end of our first quarter. 22-17 our score. The Alton Comets lead it. We'll be back with your second quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Banking with West Plains Bank and Trust Company is a slam dunk thanks to our full-service ATM located right in the heart of Comet Country. Customers in Alton and the surrounding area can easily get cash, check balances, and even make a deposit 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Look for the West Plains Bank and Trust Company ATM under the purple canopy at 306 Church Street in Alton. West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Every customer leaves a friend. Member FDIC.
Outfit your late season adventure with a trip to Monty's Outdoors. Shop and save 20% off Under Armour and Smart Wool base layers. Save 40% off Columbia Omni Heat jackets and winter fleece. Save 40% off camo outerwear by Drake, Nomad, and Element Outdoor. And don't forget your boots. Muck and lacrosse boots, good for any season after many delays, are finally arriving daily. Add gloves, socks, and beanies, and you're all set for that late season adventure at Monty's Outdoors in West Plains.
And welcome back here to the Winona High School. We are at the middle of the first and second quarters. We are about to get back underway here. The winner of this game, this is the semifinal boys round of the Big Springs Conference here in Winona. The winner of this game advances to the championship game at 5:30, and the loser will play at 1 o'clock for the third place game. Alton will get the basketball to start the second quarter. It'll be DeWolf with it here. DeWolf gives it over to Huckabee. Now back over to DeWolf. DeWolf needs some help down to Huckabee. Huckabee along the baseline gives it over to number 30. Miller puts it up for two, and it's good. 24-17 now our score with 7:38 to play in the second quarter. Keeling with the basketball. Keeling near the free throw line needs some help. Gives it out to Prisco. Prisco over to Bushman. Back to Prisco. Now over to Keeling. Keeling back over to Prisco. Prisco at the top of the key, drives inside, and he passed it outside to Bushman. Now over to Craig, and it's stolen away by number 15. That is number 15, Cockrum, and he is fouled as he tried to drive to the basket. And they will inbound the basketball here, called on the floor. Foul called on number 24, Prisco, his first foul. And they'll inbound it here. 7:10 to go in the second quarter. They give it in to number 2. That's DeWolf. DeWolf at the top of the key. Gives it outside to number 15, Cockrum. Cockrum gives it outside to 2. Brandon DeWolf for 3. His shot no good. And they'll let it roll out of bounds. And it will be Wildcat basketball. 6:56 to play here in the first half. 24-17 our score. And the Wildcats will bring it up the floor. Keeling with it here. Keeling gives it over to Prisco. Prisco gives it to number 11. That is Duncan. Puts up a shot. It's no good. Pulled down by Keeling, though, for the Wildcats. Keeling, 6:40 to play now. He gives it over to Prisco. Prisco over to Bushman. Bushman back over to Prisco. Prisco going to give it outside to Keeling. He puts up a 3. It's off the rim. No good. And pulled down by Cisco for the Comets. Cisco comes up the floor across the sideline at the top of the key. Thought about shooting that basketball, but he gives it over to Huckabee in the corner. Huckabee gives it over to Cockrum. Cockrum going to put up a 3. His shot no good, but pulled down by number 2, Brandon DeWolf, with the offensive rebound. DeWolf at the top of the key going to slow things down here. 6:08 to play in the second quarter. Huckabee gives it in the corner to number 30, Miller for 3. His shot no good, and it's pulled down by number 24, Prisco. Prisco skips it up to Keeling. Keeling fast on his feet, gives it over to Bushman. Bushman planted his feet back over to Keeling. Bushman really thought about that 3 there, but he passed it off to Keeling. 5:47 to play in the second quarter now. Bushman with it. Bushman at the top of the key. 24-17 our score. Comets lead it. Gives it over to Keeling. Keeling, back to Bushman, back to Keeling. Keeling, mid-range jump shot, put up no good, and it's pulled down by Miller. Back on offense now, number 4, Cisco with the basketball. Cisco gets it to Huckabee along the baseline, and he's fouled, and they'll call it on the floor. Call it on number 11, that is Duncan, and that will be his third foul. And the starting five, original starting five, it looks like, will check back in here for the Alton Comets. Number 35. That is Ryland Steele will pass it in here. Steele gets it up to DeWolf. DeWolf gives it over to Sisko. Sisko back over to DeWolf. DeWolf's going to skip it across to number 25. That is Smith. He puts up a three. His shot no good, and it's pulled down by Greer. Greer gets it up to Prisco. Prisco set up his offense. 5 minutes to play. Almost stolen away there by the Comets, but Bushman got it back. Bushman gives it down low to Greer. Greer puts up a mid-range jump shot. It's up for two and good, and that gives him his sixth point. Brings him back within five, 24-19 now. DeWolf with the basketball, drives inside now to a driving Ryland Steele up for two, and that's good on the layup. That was a quick possession there by those Alston Comets. Prisco with it here. Prisco at the top of the key, gives it over to Keeling. And now down low to number 12, Greer. Comets knock it out of bounds. It'll be off their hands. And be, who are they going to call them? It could be Wildcat basketball here. Summersville going to keep it. 26-19, our score, 4:36 to play in the second quarter. They give it outside to Keeling, who banks a three. Keeling with six now, 26-22. Summersville catching right back up. Alton needing a good possession here. Ryland Steele gives it over to DeWolf. DeWolf drives inside, back outside to number 35. Steele for three, and that shot no good. Pulled down, though, by Orr. Orr puts it back up and in, and it's good. Orr with six now. 28-22 our score. 4:09 to play in the second quarter. Again, a very fun game so far. Very fast-paced and up-tempo. Number three, Keeling with the basketball. He's going to pop a deep three, and it's off the rim no good. Pulled down by Sisko. Sisko for the Comets needs some help. He's guarded by Bushman in the backcourt. Now they'll call a foul on him. Foul called on Bushman. That'll be his first foul. 28-22 again our score. Or we'll check in, or excuse me, let Sisko, we'll check it in here. Sisko checks it in to number 35, Ryland Steele. Steele will give it over to number 25. That's Smith. Smith will give it back over to number 2, DeWolf. And DeWolf tries to drive inside, passes it back out to Steele. Steele now going to drive inside, gives it to a wide-open Orr on the layup. It's in and good. Orr with eight now, puts him up by eight, 30-22 the score, 3:29 to play in the first half. Keeling brings the basketball up the floor. He'll set up the offense. His team down by eight. Steele guarded by number 35, Ryland Steele. And they're going to take their sweet time to get a good offensive possession here. Bushman with the basketball. 3:09 to play in the second quarter. Bushman going to give it over to number 12. That's Greer. Back outside to Keeling. Keeling going to give it back to Greer. Threw it up from the free throw line. His shot no good. Pulled down, though, by number 4, Sisko for the Comet. Sisko gives it over to number 2. That is Brandon DeWolf. Gives it to a driving 35. Ryland Steele up for 2, and it's good. Steele with 7 now. 32-22, they lead it by 10, 2:41 to play in the second quarter. Back on offense now with Summersville. Bushman with the basketball. Bushman drives along the baseline, needs some help, gets it taken away by Sisko. And here they go again. Number 2, that is DeWolf, puts it up for 2, and it's good on the fast break score. And now we've got a timeout called by Summersville. Coach not happy with the team's performance. They've got a 12-point deficit to overcome. 2:24 to play in the second quarter. We're back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Are you needing to make a major purchase? Maybe a large appliance, maybe a new vehicle. Looking for a loan but not sure where to turn? Stop by and discuss your personal situation with Cindy Bradford, loan officer at the Bank of Birch Tree. The Alton Bank has the loan you're looking for at competitive rates. Alton Bank is a community hometown bank, and they understand the needs of the local residents. Alton Bank and their branch, Bank of Birch Tree, a bank worth changing for. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for home sweet home. We're for condos, Tudors, single wides, and studios. We're for ranches, houseboats, two stories or 20. Red cedar, bluebirds, white squirrels, black walnuts, whatever's out your back door, we're for that. We're for watching the sun rise over the Mississippi and set over the Missouri. We're for kicking off your heels in a high rise or hanging up your hat in the bootio. And if you have a home in Missouri, we have a policy for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
And we're back after the timeout. Summersville trailing the Alton Comets 34-22. Our score with 2:18 to play before halftime. Pretty good game so far. Definitely been up-tempoed for sure. Keeling with the basketball here. Keeling Going to give it over to number 24, Prisco. Now back outside to Bushman. Bushman at the top of the key, gives it back outside to Prisco. He drives along the baseline, stolen away by Sisko for the Comets. He gives it up to number two. That is DeWolf. DeWolf going to give it to a driving number 25, Smith. And he fell with the basketball. They'll call it a travel, and it will be a turnover on the Alton Comets. 34-22 our score. Minute 47 to play in the first half. Keeling with the basketball here. Keeling just outside, gives it over to Bushman. Minute 35 to play now. Bushman gives it outside to Keeling. Keeling passed it just inside the three-point line to Prisco. Now back outside to Bushman. Bushman going to put up a three at the top of the key, and it's good. Bushman with his second three-pointer tonight. That gives them 6 points on the scorebook. That puts him at 34-25 now. Trail it by nine. Smith with the basketball. They've got the lead. Smith gives it over to Steele. Back over to number 25, Smith. Smith's going to give it over to Sisko. Sisko outside here pops a three from the top of the key. It's good. He buried that. Sisko with the 11 now. Under a minute to play in the second quarter, 37-25. Keeling with it here. He's sitting at the logo. Needs some points on the board. Keeling running clock here. Which I guess the other team can't score if they don't have the basketball. Keeling still with the basketball, 35 seconds to go. Keeling going to pop up a deep three, and it's good. Wow. What a three there by Keeling. That puts them back, 37-28 within nine. Alton Comets back on offense now. Steele with it here. Steele gives it over to Smith. Smith gives it back over to Steele, back to Smith now. 16 seconds to play. It'll be Steele with the basketball, Ryland Steele. Steele outside here. Picks up his dribble, needs some help, and it's almost stolen away. It is stolen away by number 24. That is Prisco. Prisco gives it outside to Keeling, launches a deep three, and we've got a foul with 0.6 seconds to go on the offensive rebound. Somebody's headed to the free throw line. There were a bunch of boys down there, couldn't catch the number. Let's see. That will send number 12. That is Greer to the free throw line. He tried to put the shot back up and in, but it was no good, and he was fouled with, again, 0.6 seconds to go here before halftime. Greer's first one up on the way, and it's no good. He's got one more coming here. Can pull him within eight with this shot. Greer has 6 points so far tonight. It's up on the way. It's no good. And a chunk at the end of the buzzer is no good, and that will be the end of our first half. 37-28 our score again. At the end of the first half, the Alton Comets lead it in a terrific game so far over the Summersville Wildcats. We're going to take a two-minute timeout. We'll be back with some halftime stats again. 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
When you hear the old fenders bending, let Paint Masters do the mending. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Hello, I'm Johnny Crash, and when I bend one up, I take it to the folks who really care down at Paint Masters Collision Repair. They're in Alton, Missouri, so you'll never have to worry. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Just call 417-778-7080. PaintMastersCollisionRepair.com.
Where's the best place to go in Alton when you're hungry? The Fuel Express. They have some great fuel for your body, like the best fresh pulled pork barbecue, brisket, and ribs in the area prepared in their own smoker. Or try their fish and chicken basket with potato wedges. Your one stop for conservation. Hunt Brothers Pizza, catering, and more. When your car or your body needs fuel, stop by the Fuel Express in Alton.
One of the quickest ways to get quick cash when you need it most is to see Alton Gun and Pawn. They're located on West 160 across from Harps and Alton. They have a great selection of over 250 guns in stock, ammo, tools, electronics, and jewelry. You can buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. You can also bring your unwanted gold and silver and turn them into cash in your pocket in a matter of minutes. Buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. Call 417-778-6677.
Family first. My dad used to tell us that all the time. But family first wasn't just something he'd say to us. It was how he lived every day of his life. And it's how I try to live mine, too.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents are dedicated to helping provide personalized auto, home, and life protection that puts your family first.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
And we're back here at halftime between the Alton Comets and the Summersville Wildcats. I mean, an absolutely terrific game so far. And before we get back to the halftime stats here, I want to mention Briar Hancock has accepted the head coaching job of the Stair Bobcat football team. Sounds like Billy Weber will retire. And Briar says he's excited to get things coming and started in the 2022 season. But again, just hearing word that Briar Hancock with the Stair Bobcats, he was an assistant head coach, I believe, with the Stair Bobcats this season. He's accepted the head coaching position. Again, we're at halftime of the Alton Comets and the Summersville Wildcats, 37-28 our score. We're still about 7.5 minutes away from the third quarter, and we'll take another timeout here. Back in 2 minutes, we'll have your halftime stats individually.
Banking with West Plains Bank and Trust Company is a slam dunk thanks to our full-service ATM located right in the heart of Comet Country. Customers in Alton and the surrounding area can easily get cash, check balances, and even make a deposit 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Look for the West Plains Bank and Trust Company ATM under the purple canopy at 306 Church Street in Alton. West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Every customer leaves a friend. Member FDIC.
Outfit your late season adventure with a trip to Monty's Outdoors. Shop and save 20% off Under Armour and Smart Wool base layers. Save 40% off Columbia Omni Heat jackets and winter fleece. Save 40% off camo outerwear by Drake, Nomad, and Element Outdoor. And don't forget your boots. Muck and lacrosse boots, good for any season after many delays, are finally arriving daily. Add gloves, socks, and beanies, and you're all set for that late season adventure at Monty's Outdoors in West Plains.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the Missouri way of life. We're for worrying less about the what-ifs and more about the why-nots. We're for checking off your bucket list and then making a new one. For starting a family, a business, a tradition. And if you find yourself starting over, we're here for that too. We're for building a life in Missouri and then going out and living it. And when it comes to making sure everything you've built is protected, we're for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
Are you needing to make a major purchase? Maybe a large appliance? Maybe a new vehicle? Looking for a loan but not sure where to turn? Stop by and discuss your personal situation with Sarah Wheeler, loan officer at the Alton Bank. The Alton Bank has the loan you're looking for at competitive rates. Alton Bank is a community hometown bank, and they understand the needs of the local residents. Alton Bank and their branch Bank of Birch Tree, a bank worth changing for. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
And welcome back here to the Winona High School. We're at halftime of the semifinals boys game in this Big Springs Conference tournament. It's the Alton Comets and the Summersville Wildcats. Now, the winner of this game will advance to the championship game at 5:30, and the loser will play at 1 o'clock in the third-place game. But again, like I mentioned before we took the break earlier, it's been a terrific game so far between Summersville and Alton. Taking a look at some halftime stats here, we'll start with Summersville. They make up the 28-point side of the scoreboard. Keeling, number three, with nine. Both Bushman and Greer have 6 points at the half. Prisco has five. He's number 24. And number 11, Duncan, has two. On the Alton boys' side of the scorebook, we see that Cisco leads all scorers with 11 points in the game. Orr has eight. Steele, Ryland Steele, number 35, has seven. Number two, DeWolf, with six. And Corey Miller has two. Number 30 for this Alton Comets team. And that makes up the 37 on the home side of the scoreboard. Again, 4:25 set before we are going to kick off our third quarter, so we'll take another timeout here. Back with more from the Big Springs Conference in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
When you hear them fenders bending, let Paint Masters do the mending. Paint Masters collision repair. Hello, I'm Johnny Crash, and when I've been one up, I take it to the folks who really care down at Paint Masters collision repair. They're in Alton, Missouri, so you'll never have to worry. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Just call 417-778-7080. PaintMastersCollisionRepair.com.
The Alton Quick Connection is a great place to go when you want some good food fast. Come in and check out their daily breakfast and lunch specials.
Now serving American farm-raised catfish every day. Every Thursday from 11 to 8, three-piece catfish dinner, $10.99. Five-piece, $13.49. They also have upgraded with larger machines at the laundromat. For your convenience, remember, 24-hour pay at the pump available. For fast, friendly service and great food, stop by the Quick Connection in Alton.
One of the quickest ways to get quick cash when you need it most is to see Alton Gun and Pawn. They're located on West 160 across from Harps and Alton. They have a great selection of over 250 guns in stock, ammo, tools, electronics, and jewelry. You can buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. You can also bring your unwanted gold and silver and turn them into cash in your pocket in a matter of minutes. Buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. Call 417-778-6677.
Growing up, my parents always encouraged me to do what's right, even if it wasn't easy. I'd always hear my mother's voice say, "Do the right thing." That stuck with me. Every day, just do the right thing. That's it. The rest takes care of itself.
At Shelter Insurance, we believe in doing the right thing for our customers and our communities.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
And we're back here still at halftime between the Alton Comets and the Summersville Wildcats. Been a terrific game so far. 2:05 again left until we're set for the third quarter. Your halftime score, 37-28. And on the scorebook side of things, Keeling, number three for Summersville, leads all with 9 points. And Cisco actually leads all. I should have said that. He leads with 11 points. So just behind, or Keeling just behind him. Number four, Cisco again, 11 points, leading all scorers at halftime. A minute 44 here left in the halftime intermission period. We'll take a quick timeout, back with your third quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Banking with West Plains Bank and Trust Company is a slam dunk thanks to our full-service ATM located right in the heart of Comet Country. Customers in Alton and the surrounding area can easily get cash, check balances, and even make a deposit 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Look for the West Plains Bank and Trust Company ATM under the purple canopy at 306 Church Street in Alton. West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Every customer leaves a friend. Member FDIC.
Fit your late season adventure with a trip to Monty's Outdoors. Shop and save 20% off Under Armour and Smart Wool base layers. Save 40% off Columbia Omni Heat jackets and winter fleece. Save 40% off camo outerwear by Drake, Nomad, and Element Outdoor. And don't forget your boots. Muck and lacrosse boots, good for any season after many delays, are finally arriving daily. Add gloves, socks, and beanies, and you're all set for that late season adventure at Monty's Outdoors in West Plains.
I want to say thanks to some of your Alton Comet basketball sponsors helping you bring the ball game tonight. That's Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton in Alton, Paint Masters Collision Repair in Alton, the Alton Bank, Fuel Express, and Quick Connection in Alton, Alton Auto Parts, Monty's Outdoors in West Plains, Shelter Insurance, Norm Hollis in Alton, and the West Plains Bank and Trust Company helping you bring the ball game tonight. Now, again, we have some more basketball on K-Country 95 tonight. The Sayre Bobcats are set to take on Branson at 8:30. That's what time we think the game will start. Crace is in Bolivar. He'll have the call of that one again, 8:30 on K-Country 95. Back underway here, Alton Comets to start things out on offense. 7:44 to go in the third quarter. And there was a two-point attempt there by DeWolf. His shot no good, pulled down by Summersville. And Greer had it. Greer gives it over to Prisco. Prisco picks up his dribble, needs some help, gives it in the corner to Keeling. He puts up a three. It's no good. Pulled down, though, by Duncan, number 11 for Summersville. But he stepped on the baseline. And they'll call him out of bounds. So here we go on offense. Number 35, Ryland Steele with the basketball now. Steele gives it up to number two. That is to Wolf. He'll set up the offense, gives it back over to Steele. Ryland Steele with it here. Steele outside, picks up his dribble, needs somebody to give it to. He gives it up to Smith. Smith drives along the baseline, but he double dribbles. Turnover on the Comets. Back-to-back turnovers on both teams. 37-28 again our score. And we've got 7:08 to play in the third quarter. Keeling going to skip it up to number 24, Prisco. Prisco back to Keeling, now outside to Bushman. Back over to Prisco, back to Bushman. Bushman gives it back to Prisco, now over to Keeling. Keeling, 6:50 to play now. Gives it back over to Prisco. Prisco drives inside, outside to Keeling. Puts up a three. It's off the rim, no good. Pulled down, though, by Prisco. Prisco back outside to Keeling. Thought about the three. Drives inside. Gives it to a wide open Duncan. Count it and a foul. Duncan went up for two, and it's good. And he got fouled on that one and will head to the free throw line. Call that foul on number one, or that's his first foul. And now number 11, Duncan, will head to the free throw line for an and-one opportunity here. Shot up on the way. It's good. Duncan with five now. A good performance from him. Scores the first 3 points of the half for both teams. And now we're at 37-31 with 6:30 to play in the third quarter. Number 25, Smith with the basketball. Smith gives it over to DeWolf. A baseline jumper for DeWolf is no good. And now here we go back on offense with the Wildcats. Keeling with it here. Keeling gives it over to Bushman. Bushman outside, thought about the three, gives it over to Duncan. And we've got a foul on the Comets again. We're going to call that foul on Alton. Comet number 25. That is Smith, his first foul of the game. And they'll inbound it here right in front of me on this side of the floor. Bushman inbounds it, gives it over to Duncan. He puts up a three. It's off the rim, out of bounds. Or no, it's not going to go out of bounds. They're going to recover it, and they push it up the floor to DeWolf. DeWolf shot, counted, and a foul. Counted and a foul shot for DeWolf. We'll send him to the free throw line. Foul called on number 24. That's Prisco, his second foul of the game. Brandon DeWolf having a pretty stinking good night so far. He's had 8 points, handled the ball well for those Alton Comets. Got a chance at nine here. And it rims out. Shot no good. Summersville back on offense with the basketball. Keeling with it. Keeling gives it over to Bushman. Bushman back to Keeling now. 5:58 to play in the third quarter. Keeling gives it near the free throw line to Duncan. Duncan picks up his dribble, gives it outside to number 24, Prisco. Prisco gives it over to number 12. That is Greer. His mid-range jump shot really near the free throw line is no good. And now we're back on offense. Sisko with it here for Alton. Sisko gives it over to number 35, Ryland Steele. He puts up a shot mid-range. No good. Pulled down by Orr. Orr puts it back up for two, and it's good. And Orr has 10 now. And back to a 10-point lead for the Alton Comets. 41-31 with 5:25 to play in the third quarter. Keeling with it. Keeling. Going to dribble the ball here. Looks like they're running some clock. And we've got a... And we've got an argument here between the referee and the coach from Summersville and had to clear the cheerleaders off the floor. 41-31, our score. We're back underway now with 5:12 to play in the third quarter. Alton Comets lead it by 10. Summersville with the basketball. They give it down low to Keeling. Keeling back outside here. Keeling gets it across to Bushman. Bushman with the basketball now. Gives it outside to number 11, Duncan for three. It's off the rim, no good. Pulled down, though, by Keeling. His shot back up for two, no good. And it's pulled down by Smith. And now back stolen by Keeling. He puts up a shot, count in, and a foul. Three and ones already early in this third quarter. And so Keeling will head to the free throw line. Keeling with 11 after that shot. He has a chance at 12 here on the three-point play. 41-33, our score. 4:46 to play in the third quarter. Keeling at the free throw line. Call that foul on number 25. That's Smith, his second foul. Keeling's free throw up on the way, and it's good. Keeling with 12 now. 41-34 our score. Alton still leads it with 4:45 to play in the third quarter. Number 35. That is Ryland Steele with the basketball. Steele gives it outside to number 2. That is DeWolf. His shot no good. Tried to rebound. It was Orr. And they're going to call it off the hands of Orr out of bounds. He doesn't agree with that call. He wanted a shove and a foul. If they will not call it, it'll be Summersville basketball. Now the Alton Comets have put on the full court press as Bushman gets it up and nearly across the timeline, gets it up to Prisco, and he does. Now over to Duncan. Duncan from the wing. His shot is good. Duncan with 7 now. And back on offense, 41-36 our score. DeWolf gives it over to... number 35, Ryland Steele, back to number 25. That is Smith. Smith's going to give it over to Sisko for three. It's good. Sisko with 14 leads all scores tonight with his high. 44-36 again our score. 3:53 to play in the third quarter. It's number 24, Prisco, with the basketball. He drove inside, put up a shot. It was no good. Now they skip it up. The Alton Comets due to number 2, DeWolf. He hangs it, and that's a dunk for the Alton Comets. Brandon DeWolf gets up there and hangs on the rim, shoves it down. 3:36 to play in the third quarter. Summersville back on offense. It's Keeling with it here. Keeling gives it over to Prisco. Now over to double zero Bushman. And now it's stolen away, nearly stolen away. Prisco recovered it and gives it over to Keeling for three. No good. Pulled down, though, by Orr for the Comets. They give it over to Steele. Steele up to number 4. That's Cisco. And now they tried to give it over to DeWolf, but it's going to slide out of bounds off the hands of the Alton Comets. And that will be a turnover on the Comets. Timeout Summersville will take it with them. 46-36 our score, 3:13 to play in the third quarter. Back after this in 1 minute.
Are you needing to make a major purchase? Maybe a large appliance? Maybe a new vehicle? Looking for a loan but not sure where to turn? Stop by and discuss your personal situation with Laura McIntyre, Real Estate and Consumer Loan Officer at the Alton Bank. The Alton Bank has the loan you're looking for at competitive rates. Alton Bank is a community hometown bank, and they understand the needs of the local residents. Alton Bank and their branch, Bank of Birch Street, a bank worth changing for. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for home sweet home. We're for condos, tutors, single wides, and studios. We're for ranches, houseboats, two stories or 20. Red cedar, bluebirds, white squirrels, black walnuts, whatever's out your back door, we're for that. We're for watching the sun rise over the Mississippi and set over the Missouri. We're for kicking off your heels in a high rise or hanging up your hat in the boot heel. And if you have a home in Missouri, we have a policy for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
And we're back after the timeout called by Summersville. The Wildcats still trail it by 10 to the Alton Comets, 46-36. Want to take this time to say thanks to your Alton Comet boosters. That includes Simpson's True Value in Alton and the Cleary Funeral Home in Alton, Mammoth Spring, and Sayre. Wildcats back on offense with the basketball. Bushman with it here, number 00 for the Wildcats. Bushman gives it over to number 3, Keeling. Keeling with the basketball. Wildcats trail it by 10. And now we've got an official timeout. Had a piece of a marker. Looks like Coach threw this marker during the timeout, and it was on the floor. So official timeout stops the clock at 2:57. Summersville will inbound it again, and they'll give it in to Keeling. Keeling across the timeline. Again, 2:55 to play in the third quarter. Keeling with the basketball, gives it out in the corner to number 24. That is Prisco. His three-point attempt no good. And number 25, that is Smith. We'll pull down the rebound. Smith gives it up to number 2, Brandon DeWolf. Gives it back outside to Smith. Smith thought about the three, gives it back to DeWolf. Skips it across to number 35. That is Ryland Steele. Now down low to number 25, Smith shot. Layup up for 2 on the baseline is up for 2 and good. 48-36 our score, 2:24 to play in the third quarter. Back on offense, Keeling puts up a layup. His shot no good. Rebounded, though, by Prisco. No, that's not Prisco. That is Greer. And he will head to the free throw line after the shot. Shot was no good, but he'll head to the free throw line. Greer will. 48-38 our score. And it's up on the way. Excuse me. That was an and-one shot. I said Greer didn't make it. He did make the shot and then made the free throw after. So an and one there for Greer. 48-39 now our score. 2:11 to play in the third quarter. DeWolf outside puts up a three-pointer. It's no good. Pulled down by Greer. Back on offense now with the Wildcats. They've got a chance to cut this deficit down a little bit. 2 minutes to play in the third quarter. They give it to Bushman. Now over to Duncan. Duncan tried to drive inside, and it'll be deflected out of bounds off the Comets. And it will remain with the Wildcats. 48-39 again our score. 1:57 to play in the third quarter. Bushman will inbound it here under the goal. Bushman looking for somebody to give it to. Gives it outside to Prisco. Prisco at the top of the key. Drives near the free throw line. And it's stolen away by number 2, Brandon DeWolf. DeWolf gives it up to number 15, Huckabee shot. Or excuse me, that's not Huckabee. Cockrum shot is no good. And now we've got a timeout on the Alton Comets. They got it before the turnover occurred. No, they've got a technical foul called. Looks like the official signaled a timeout. But they're going to give a technical foul to the Alton Comets head coach. So it's 1:48 to play in the third quarter. Technical foul issued to Alton Comet head coach. And now Keeling will head to the free throw line for some free throws. His first one up on the way, and it's good. Keeling with 13 now. Got a chance to make it 14 here. Got one more coming. Keeling's second free throw up on the way, and it's good, too. So after the technical foul issued to Alton, their head coach, Summersville will get the basketball at midfloor. They'll give it right into Keeling. Keeling comes across the timeline. Again, a minute 45 to play here in the third quarter. Keeling with it here. Keeling needs some help, guarded by number 24. That is Huckabee. And now, oh, my goodness, number 3, Keeling, lost it right out of bounds. He is sick about that one. Dribble just right on the baseline. So back with the Alton Comets. Now Cochran will bring it up the floor. He'll give it up to Huckabee, number 24. Now over to number 2, Brandon DeWolf. Now over to number 4. That is Cisco. Cisco outside. Gives it over to number 24, Huckabee. Huckabee gives it over to Cochran. Cochran back to number 2, DeWolf. And now outside to number 15, Cochran for 3. Count it. Cochran on the scorebook tonight with his first 3 points, and that puts it back at a 10-point ball game, 51-41 our score, with 1:03 to play in the third quarter. Gives it over to double zero. That's Bushman. Bushman with it here. Bushman under a minute to play in the third quarter, down to 50 seconds down. Gives it over to Prisco. Back over to Bushman. Bushman at the top of the key, really near the logo. Picks up his dribble. He's got to give it to somebody. 40 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Back over to Prisco. Prisco gives it to Keeling now near the wing. Back outside to Bushman. Bushman drives near the top of the key. 30 seconds to go now. Picks up his dribble. Tried to give it down low to number 12, Greer, but it's stolen away by the Comets. And now Cisco will come out of there with the basketball. Cisco gives it to DeWolf. He'll head to the basket. Nearly dunked it there. And he'll put it in for 2. He has 12 now. 53-41 our score with 12 seconds to play in the third quarter. Bushman with it here. Bushman gives it over to Keeling. Keeling at the top of the key. Back over to Bushman. 4 seconds to play now. Bushman with the basketball. He's going to have to shoot it. And that'll be no good at the horn. And that's the end of our third quarter. At the end of 3, 53-41 our score. Alton Comets lead it over the Summersville Wildcats. We'll take a timeout. We're back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
When you hear them fenders bending, let Paint Masters do the mending. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Hello, I'm Johnny Crash. And when I bend one up, I take it to the folks who really care. Down at Paint Masters Collision Repair. They're in Alton, Missouri, so you'll never have to worry. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Just call 417-778-7080. PaintMastersCollisionRepair.com.
Where's the best place to go in Alton when you're hungry? The Fuel Express. They have some great fuel for your body, like the best fresh pulled pork barbecue, brisket, and ribs in the area prepared in their own smoker. Or try their fish and chicken basket with potato wedges. Your one stop for conservation. Hunt Brothers Pizza, catering, and more. When your car or your body needs fuel, stop by the Fuel Express in Alton.
And we're back here with the start of the fourth quarter in the Big Springs Tournament between the Alton Comets and the Summersville Wildcats. Been a good game so far. 53-41 our score. Comets lead it by 12. And they have the basketball to start off the fourth quarter. Cisco with it here. Cisco mid-range jump shot towards the volleyball line. Shot going to be no good. And see, it'll roll out of bounds. Turnover. Or, well, it'll roll out of bounds off the hands of Cisco after his shot. Back on offense now with Summersville. Bushman with it. Bushman will come across the timeline. 7:36 to play in the fourth quarter. Bushman gives it across to Prisco. Prisco back over to Bushman. Bushman skips it across to number 3. That's Keeling. Back over to Bushman. Now over to Prisco. Prisco back over to Bushman. He pops a 3, and it's in. Bushman for 3, and he's got 9 now. All of those coming from behind the 3-point line. It's Brandon DeWolf with the basketball now. DeWolf drives inside, puts it up for 2. Shot no good, but he'll head to the free throw line for 2 free throws. And so they call that foul on Bushman. That's his second foul. DeWolf at the free throw line makes his first one. He's got 13. And we've got 7:14 to play in the fourth quarter, a 10-point ball game right now. And DeWolf puts his shot up and good. 14 now for Brandon DeWolf. He's tied for the leading scorer position with Cisco. He's got 14 as well. 7:08 to play in the fourth quarter. Again, 55-44 our score. Keeling with it here. Keeling at the top of the key, guarded by number 35, Ryland Steele. And he tried to give it over to Duncan, but Greer saved it. They give it out to Bushman. Bushman picks up his dribble, thought about the three. Now gives it back to Duncan. Now back to Greer. Greer going to give it up to Bushman. Bushman back over to Prisco. He drives along the baseline, puts it up for two, and good. Prisco with seven tonight. 55-46 our score, 6:35 to play in the fourth quarter. Number 35, that's Ryland Steele with the basketball. He gives it over to Cisco. Cisco thought about the three. He's at the top of the key. He gives it outside to Steele. Steele, going to give it over to number two. That's Brandon DeWolf. Gives it back over to Cisco. Cisco to Steele, or DeWolf on the baseline. And they give it back outside to Steele now. Steele gives it over to Cisco. He's at the logo. Back outside to a number 25. That is number 25 is Smith. And now we've got a foul called on the floor, I believe. No, that was called on the shot. And that will send Orr to the free throw line. He made the layup there. And so an and-one opportunity here at the free throw line. Orr with 12 now can get 13 out of this one. His shot no good. And we've got an official. Oh, he's overstepped the line. So Orr will have another chance at the free throw here. Summersville not happy with that call. Orr again at the free throw line for his extra one, and he missed it too. 6:04 to play in the fourth quarter, 57-46. Again, our score. Alton leads it by 11. Keeling with the basketball. Keeling outside now. He's at the top of the key. Keeling gives it over to double zero. That's Bushman. Bushman puts up a three outside. That shot off the spring box, no good. And it's pulled down by number 35. That is Steele. And now they're fighting for the basketball, and it'll roll out of bounds off the hands of the they'll call it out of bounds on Summersville, and it will be Comet basketball. 57-46, our score, 5:41 to play in the fourth quarter. They skip it up to number 25, Smith with the basketball. Smith tried to give it to Orr, but it was stolen away there by number 24, Prisco, for Summersville. Now they'll give it to a wide-open Keeling for three. Banks it in, and it's good. And now timeout called by Alton, 57-49, our score. We'll take it with them. We're back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
One of the quickest ways to get quick cash when you need it most is to see Alton Gun and Pawn. They're located on West 160 across from Harps and Alton. They have a great selection of over 250 guns in stock, ammo, tools, electronics, and jewelry. You can buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. You can also bring your unwanted gold and silver and turn them into cash in your pocket in a matter of minutes. Buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. Call 417-778-6677.
Family first. My dad used to tell us that all the time. But family first wasn't just something he'd say to us. It was how he lived every day of his life. And it's how I try to live mine too.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents are dedicated to helping provide personalized auto, home, and life protection that puts your family first.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
And we're back underway here in the fourth quarter. 5:20 to play here in the ballgame. 57-49 our score. Alton Comets lead it. They've got the basketball. And they'll set up their offense. Number 25 with the basketball. Smith with it here. Smith needs some help. Gives it over to DeWolf. Now over to Cisco. Cisco gives it back over to Smith. Back over to Steele now. Steele going to give it over to DeWolf. He'll drive inside. Put it up for two. Shot no good. Pulled down by Prisco. And here we go back on offense. Number 11 with it here, Duncan. Duncan falls on the floor, gives it back to Prisco. And now over to Bushman. Bushman gives it to a wide-open Keeling in the corner for three. It's too long. and pulled down by Steele. Steele will give it up to Cisco. He's across the timeline. 4:35 to play now. Cisco gives it over to Steele. Back over to Cisco. Cisco at the logo. Needing somebody to give it to. Gives it over to Smith. Smith back with it here. Gives it over to Steele. Steele drives near the wing. Just outside. Steele going to give it up to Cisco for three. Count it. Cisco with 17 now. That puts him ahead 60-49, 4:08 to go in the fourth quarter. Keeling with it now. Keeling sets up his play, guarded by Steele. He gives it down low to Duncan. Duncan almost had it stolen away by Comet, but Greer was able to recover it. They give it in the corner to Prisco for three. It's off the rim, too short. And now it's Orr with the rebound, gives it up to Cisco. Cisco across the timeline, gives it up to Smith. Smith gives it to number 35. DeWolf is up for two and good. DeWolf with 16 now, 62-49 our score, and the Comets have really jumped ahead here. They lead it by 13 with 3:30 to play in the fourth quarter. Down low to number 11, Duncan's shot no good, but he was fouled, and we'll head to the free throw line for two here. See who they get on the foul. Foul called on number one. That is Orr, his second foul. And Duncan at the free throw line. His first one up on the way. It rims out no good. He's got another one coming. He has 7 points tonight. And he's got one more coming here. Duncan shot up on the way. It's no good either. Pulled down by Smith. Smith will give it up to Cisco. They'll set up the offense. 3:20 to play now in the fourth quarter. Cisco with it here. He gives it over to Steele. Steele gives it over to DeWolf. DeWolf sits with the basketball. 3:10 to play now. DeWolf with it. DeWolf dribbles toward the corner. Now he's going to get some help. Gives it outside to Steele. Steele tried to drive inside. They're going to dribble it out and waste some clock here. Steele picks up his basketball. He's got to get it, somebody to give it off to, and he does to DeWolf. DeWolf puts it right back up for two and in, and he has 18 tonight. Back on offense now with the Wildcats. 2:47 to play, 64-49 our score. We've got a three-point attempt by Keeling on the way, and it's good. Keeling with 20 now. 64-52 our score. And we've got a carry called on DeWolf. It'll be a turnover on the Comet. You can kind of feel that momentum starting to shift in the building. Maybe it'll be just in time, or hopefully can for Summersville. 2:36 to play in the fourth quarter. Still a lot of time left in this ball game. Keeling will give it back to Bushman from the inbound, and Bushman will head toward the logo. Bushman will give it over to Keeling. Now in the corner to Duncan. Duncan, give it over to Bushman. Now over to Keeling. Now down to Duncan. Duncan puts it up for two. His shot no good, and he's fouled, and will head to the free throw line. And they may call that on Orr. That's who they call it on Orr. That is his third foul. And Alton questioning that call, and I know Orr wasn't happy with it either. Duncan will get two at the free throw line here. His first one up on the way. It is no good. Got one more coming here. 2:21 to play in the fourth quarter. Duncan, one more free throw remaining here. Free throw up on the way. It's good. Duncan with eight tonight. And now Alton will get the basketball back. 64-53, 2:20 to play in the fourth quarter. Cisco with the basketball, needs some help. Cisco gets it across to Smith. Smith gets it back over to number four, Cisco. And we've got a call here. We've got a foul. Count it. And I'm not sure he had the ball off his hands before he was fouled, but they go ahead and let it count anyway. They call it on double zero. That's Bushman, his third foul. And Cisco heads to the free throw line. He's got 19, a chance at 20 here. It's up on the way. No good. Rims out. But it's pulled down by Smith for the Comets. And now they're on the floor for it. College jump ball. And it will be Summersville basketball. Good effort there by number 25, Smith, for the Comets to get on the floor and fight for it. Prisco will inbound it here for the Wildcats. He'll skip it up to Keeling. Keeling will give it back to Bushman. Bushman back to Keeling now. 1:55 to play in the fourth quarter. Bushman with it here. Bushman gets it down low to Duncan. Duncan drove to the basket. Count it and a foul. Count the bucket. They call that on. Well, who did they call it on? I have not showed it on the shown it on the board yet. But the and one is good. Duncan has 11 now. A chance at 12. His free throw no good. I believe they called that foul on Orr. They never did indicate on the scoreboard who it was, but I believe Orr got his fourth foul there. And now we've got another foul called. DeWolf, or no, that was Steele had the basketball, and they're going to call a foul. Foul called on number 24. That is Prisco, his third foul for Summersville. And Alton will inbound it here with a minute 41 to play in the fourth quarter. Cisco inbounds it to number 25, Matt Smith. Smith gives it over to Cisco. He puts his shot up for two, and it's good. Cisco now with 21 points. 68-55, our score, a minute 28 to go in the fourth quarter. Keeling with the basketball. Keeling gives it over to Bushman. He's got to put up a three off the rim, no good, and it's pulled down by number one, Orr. Orr gets it stolen away by Keeling. He's going to put up a three. It's no good. And that'll be pulled down by number 00, Bushman. Bushman gets it up to number 12, Greer for two, and it's good. He has 11 and brings them back within 11. 68-57, our score. Under a minute to play here in the fourth quarter. They give it over to number two, trying to get it to number two, DeWolf, but it's stolen away by Prisco. His shot no good. Gets it up to number 12, Greer with the offensive rebound. Back up for two, and he has 13. 68-59, our score now with nine. With a nine-point deficit, Alton with the basketball and the lead. 40 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter, and now they foul. Number 35, Ryland Steele. And this is where the longest part of the ball game begins. So I think that will send him for the one-and-one shot at the free throw line. No, they'll inbound it here. Got a few more fouls to give. With 39.9 seconds to go, but you know Alton's going to try to run as much clock here before the foul as they can. They call that foul on number 24, Prisco, his fourth foul. 68-59 our score, 39.9 seconds to go. They've got to get the ball in. That was a quick 5 seconds. No, we've got a timeout called. Alton wants to talk things over with that timeout call. 68-59 our score. Alton leads it by 9. 39.9 seconds left in the fourth quarter. We're back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Outfit your late season adventure with a trip to Monty's Outdoors. Shop and save 20% off Under Armour and Smart Wool base layers. Save 40% off Columbia Omni Heat jackets and winter fleece. Save 40% off camo outerwear by Drake, Nomad, and Element Outdoor. And don't forget your boots. Muck and lacrosse boots, good for any season after many delays, are finally arriving daily. Add gloves, socks, and beanies, and you're all set for that late season adventure at Monty's Outdoors in West Plains.
Banking with West Plains Bank and Trust Company is a slam dunk thanks to our full-service ATM located right in the heart of Comet Country. Customers in Alton and the surrounding area can easily get cash, check balances, and even make a deposit 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Look for the West Plains Bank and Trust Company ATM under the purple canopy at 306 Church Street in Alton. West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Every customer leaves a friend. Member FDIC.
Back after the timeout, 68-59 on our score, 39.9 seconds to go. The Comets get it into number 35, Ryland Steele. He's immediately fouled. That took 0.9 seconds off the clock. They call that on number two. Well, I think they call that on number they don't have a number two on their team. They must have. I don't know. Anyway, number 35 heads to the line. That's Ryland Steele. He's got a chance for the 1-1 here. First free throw up on the way. It's no good, but it's rebounded by Alton, but he stepped out of bounds to try to save it. So a 68-59 our score, 36.9 seconds to play. Summersville got a chance to get right back in this ballgame. They give it in to Keeling. Keeling almost loses the basketball, but he gets it up the floor. 30 seconds to go now. Keeling at the top of the key. Keeling gives it in the corner to number 11. That was Duncan. His three-point attempt blocked by an Alton Comet. They give it to Keeling. He's at the wing. 20 seconds to play now. Got to get something going. Duncan drives to the basket. It's up for two and good. And 68-61 our score. 18 seconds exactly left in the ball game. And now we've got a timeout called, a 30-second timeout. Hey, I want to say thanks to your Alton Comet basketball sponsors helping you bring the ball game this evening. That includes Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton, and Alton. Bay Masters Collision Repair in Alton. The Alton Bank, Fuel Express, and Quick Connection in Alton. The Alton Auto Park, Monty's Outdoors in West Plains, Shelter Insurance, Norm Hollis in Alton. And the West Plains Bank and Trust Company helping you bring the ball game tonight. And your boosters this year include the Clary Funeral Home in Alton, Mammoth Spring in Thayer, and Simpson's True Value in Alton. 18 seconds on the clock. Summersville calls the timeout as soon as they hit the two-pointer there by Duncan. Both teams break their huddle, and it will be Alton basketball. As each team walks to the end of the floor, we're sitting on. And now we are set. It'll be Steele passing it in here. They give it up to Smith, and now 16.5 seconds to go. He'll head to the free throw line for the 1-1 here. And again, Smith led to the free throw line. They call that on number 23, Fisk, his first foul of the game. And they've got all their shooters in there now, it looks like. Summersville does. Smith with the basketball. Again, the 1-1 shot here. His first one up on the way. It is good. Smith with six now. That gives them a lead, 69-61 by eight. And again, 16.5 seconds to go here. Number 25, Smith, set for his second shot. And it is good. Smith with seven now. Summersville back on offense. 14 seconds to play. Bushman with it here. Drives inside. Gets it absolutely blocked by number one, Orr. And it will be Cisco who rebounds it. And he'll get immediately fouled. 7.4 seconds to play. So free throws coming for Cisco. As we've got 7.4 seconds to play, 70-61 our score. So it looks like Alton will advance to the championship round, same as their girls team, and play on Saturday. First free throw from Cisco up and good. He's got 22. Got a chance at 23 here. Shot from Cisco up and no good, but it's pulled down by number 35, Ryland Steele. And they're just going to let the clock expire. That's going to be the end of the ball game. Your final score, the Alton Comets win it over the Summersville Wildcats by a final score of 71-61. We're going to take a timeout. We'll be back in 2 minutes with some post-game stats. Again, 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.